Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Tet Mishnah Gimel. Here we'll talk about where one of the inheritors works on the estate before it's divvied up, and he improves the value. What happened to it after the profits produced? What happened to that profit? Is it divided up equally amongst the inheritors of the estate, or does it only go to that person, that inheritor, who worked? Mishnah says, "Hiniach banim gedolim uktanim." If somebody passed away and he left behind adult and minor sons, hishpihu hagedolim et hanechasim. If the adult children worked the properties of the estate before they were divided, hishpihu laimsa. If they created a profit, if they improved the land, it goes la emsa, it goes to the middle. In other words, the profits are shared by everybody equally. Even though the adult sons were the ones who did all the work, they hired the workers and they made a plan for the estate and the property to generate a profit, we assume that they did it for everybody. We assume that they did it for their younger brothers as well, and therefore everybody splits it. All this is said only when they don't spend their own money on the investment in the property. But if they do spend their own money on the investment in the property and they do the work themselves, then they're entitled to keep all of the improvements, all of the profit, and they don't have to share with their younger brothers. Im amru re'u ma she'niach lanu abba. If they said, see what property our father left us. Let's see the current value of the estate. And then they say, let's go work the land to improve the value, and we'll be ochel, we'll keep the profits. We say, hishpihu le'atzman. Whatever improvement happens, they keep for themselves. Once they say that line, they have to say it to a bet din, they're showing that their kavanah, their intention is to do work, they're working for themselves, and their brothers, the miners, would not receive any part of the profits. V'chein ha'isha shishpiha et hanechasim. Same case with a woman who inherited her husband's estate along with the rest of her sisters, and they improved the property using the funds of the undivided estate. What's the story of this unusual type of scenario? Let's say there were two men. One of them's name was Reuven and the other one was Shimon. Shimon died and he left three daughters behind. So now Reuven goes and marries his niece, and then he dies and he has no children either. So in such a scenario, Reuven's inheritors are going to be his three nieces. Included in those three nieces, one of them happens to be his wife. So in an unusual case, a wife doesn't ever inherit a husband. She's not considered to be an inheritor. She has to be supported from the estate in some capacity, but she doesn't inherit him usually. So here, she happens to be his niece as well, so she inherits from her husband along with the rest of her sisters, and they improve the property. Hishpiha laemsa. Whatever improvement happens to the land, whatever profits are created, is shared by everybody equally. Imamra re'u ma she'niach li ba'ali. Hare ani oseh ve'ochelet. But if she says, look, she says it before witnesses or before bedin, look what my husband left me. I'm going to work it now, and I'm going to improve the estate, and I'm going to keep the profits. Hishpiha la'atzma. Whatever she improves, she keeps for herself. We say by the fact that the bedin allowed it, and that the other inheritors didn't say anything, they probably want the land to be producing. They don't want it to lay without work. They want it to actually be active. So they're okay with this arrangement. She's doing it on her own. She's not taking from the principal. So whatever profits, they'd be okay with her to keep.